ourselves up or call ourselves bad meditators because we can't stop thinking. In fact, when we sit in meditation and notice our mind has wandered, this is exactly why we practice. This means we're doing it right. In this moment of noticing our mind wander, we learn that we have a choice. We can continue letting our mind do its thing, or we can come back to focusing on the breath or another point of concentration. We practice so that in our day-to-day lives, we have more choice as to where we put our attention and how we show up in the world at any given moment. For me, one of my favorite outcomes of practice is to not take my stressful thoughts so seriously. I certainly still have them. They just don't run the show. So when I'm thinking to myself, "Good Lord, I'm a terrible parent. Why did I say that? I shouldn't have raised my voice or made that assumption or been so impatient," I have learned to take a breath, notice those thoughts, and decide not to buy into them so heavily. In making this shift, I'm kinder to myself and to others through the radical act of self-discovery. Like anything else worth learning, mindfulness is a practice, something we choose to spend concentrated effort on until it becomes our new normal. And make no mistake about it, living a mindful life is a blessing like no other. As we awaken to who we are, we can live more fully and show up more authentically in every aspect of our lives. I have found in my own life that making this commitment to myself has not only supported me, but also my family, in ways I could never have imagined. Embracing messiness. So, what is all this talk about embracing messiness anyway? Holy cow, you guys, this is the best part of all. If there's one thing we can count on, it is that things will change and our lives will go sideways when we least expect it. Sometimes it's just something mundane, like the grocery store is out of the peanut butter our kids like. How rude. And other times, you know what really hits the fan and someone in our family gets injured. As we practice mindfulness, we learn to meet each moment with a sort of equanimity, not taking it all so personally. The mess of life will present itself over and over again. We can count on it. What if, instead of pushing away the icky parts and only welcoming the pleasant experiences, we learned to embrace all of them? Jon Kabat-Zinn, who happens to be one of my favorite teachers, wrote a book over 25 years ago called Full Catastrophe Living, using the wisdom of your body and mind to face stress, pain, and illness. When I saw the title, I nearly dropped to my knees. The first time I read this book, I was single and not even thinking about a family. Reading it again so many years later after having two children, the message once again soothed my soul, but for such different reasons. It was clear to me that so much of my suffering as a parent came from the stress and anxiety of worrying that I might be screwing up my kids and that I'm not a good parent. I was also a professional at wanting things to be different when they didn't go my way. What I've learned over the years is that it is precisely when things don't go my way that I have the most lessons to learn. This is the gift the mess gives me. Now, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I certainly prefer when it's humming along smoothly in all the right directions. I mean, duh. But over time, instead of cringing when life started to go sideways, I began to get curious and interested in what life lessons may be awaiting me. This is not a path for the faint of heart. The mess of our lives can seriously suck. However, as it turns out, embracing reality is a much more peaceful way to live. May these stories and learnings serve you on your path to mindful living within the messiness of your life. At the end of each chapter, you'll find a reflection, resource, or practice to support your path. You might find it helpful to journal as you read through each chapter, or utilize the practices and resources as you go along. Chapter 1, Breathing Space. Our parents, our children, our spouses, and our friends will continue to press every button we have until we realize what it is that we don't want to know about ourselves